Back at it this year, Senator. I know one of the big topics for the Senate in general this year is going to relate to taxes overall, but more importantly, I would think the real estate property tax.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty dramatic increases in people's real estate assessments on their homes over the last several years. You know, I was proud to sponsor back in 2022 a bill that had the effect of freezing the property taxes on the homes of Missouri seniors. That bill was expanded upon in later legislative sessions. And we've seen counties around the state adopt those protections for seniors to make sure that they're not being taxed out of their home. When we met as a caucus in November during our annual caucus retreat, one of the major issues of consensus among the senators was that, you know, we need to make sure that we're expanding property tax relief to other folks who are not seniors, because, you know, working families too, maybe younger folks who have homes, they need to have more predictability in their property tax bill. I think one of the things that you'll see is a lot of legislation being filed this year to offer some more predictability to individuals so that their property taxes, to the extent they go up at a reasonable increase and a more predictable increase. I think this is actually going to be an issue of some level of bipartisan consensus. I've looked at bills that have been filed by several of my colleagues that also are seeking to address property taxes, because you're at risk of being taxed out of your home by local government. That's an issue that transcends partisanship. And so I'm hopeful that that's an area where we're going to get a lot of bipartisan consensus to try to fix that issue, provide some meaningful tax relief to Missouri families, and make sure that people are never being taxed out of their home.
Get a better idea of what direction and how much of a priority this is for the executive branch as well when the governor gives a state of the state.
Yeah. So the governor, I think he's going to talk about tax relief specifically as it comes to the state income tax. Missouri obviously has a state income tax. We have reduced the income tax multiple times since I've been here in the Senate. You know, the governor's going to give obviously a lot more details about his plan. But as I understand it, you know, the governor has a phased approach, a responsible revenue neutral plan to eventually eliminate the income tax. And what that means is that as the income tax starts to get phased out, you know, there would be corresponding closes to, you know, loopholes in the tax code and other things that would make up some of that revenue, such that the state would have essentially the same budget that it has now going into the future. It's just we would transition away from the income tax and more towards consumption-based taxes. You know, that's something that I think as a caucus, we're largely supportive of what the governor wants to do and look forward to working with him on that plan. There have been, you know, several states around the country that have eliminated the income tax. One of our peer states in the Midwest is Tennessee. Tennessee is one of the states that has eliminated the income tax, and they've seen tremendous economic growth because of that. If you ever go to any of the major cities in Tennessee, like Nashville, you see cranes all over the skyline. Things are being built everywhere. There's a lot of economic vibrancy. Companies are relocating there. And we believe the best way to grow and to stimulate the Missouri economy is to put more money back in the pockets of Missouri citizens and let them decide how to spend their own hard-earned money, because they know how to spend it a lot better than government does. And so we look forward to partnering with the governor as we learn more about his plan for eliminating the state income tax in the state of the state next week.
It always leads to the sole constitutional purpose for the legislature, and that's the budget.
This year, the budget's going to be tighter than it has been in years past. For the last 3 or 4 years, because of some of the dollars that we received from the federal government after COVID, we've had a lot of what we call new decision items, which basically means new items in the budget that were not, you know, funded in years past. And so there have been a lot of projects that we've been able to do in a lot of our districts, whether that be new buildings on college campuses for state universities, other infrastructure-related projects that we've been able to invest in because of some of these federal dollars. Well, those essentially have dried up. Those are not going to be there anymore. And so I think what I would say is about this coming year's budget, I would look for a budget that is a lot tighter than in years past. You know, the state, just like Missouri households, you know, we have to make sure that we're spending prudently. And this is going to be a year where we're going to be tightening our belt a little bit. And I think that's ultimately a good thing, but definitely a different dynamic than what we have been dealing with in more recent budgets.